Peace on the table. CJ Pop of Fox News. The Kremlin says Russia has presented Ukraine with a draft document outlining its demands as part of peace talks and is now awaiting a response from Kyiv. Spokesman Dmitry Peskov saying today the terms are absolutely clear, adding the ball is in their court. Ukraine presented Russia with its own peace deal last month in Turkey. Meanwhile, Russian forces are tightening their vise in some parts of Ukraine.
Russia is moving ahead with its second major phase of this war right now. Defense officials say 78 battalion tactical groups are spread across the Donbas region. That means up to 62,000 Russian troops on the ground right now. And in the nearly leveled coastal city of Mariupol, a brutal standoff between Ukrainian Marines and the Russians is growing more desperate.
Fox's Matt Finn in the western city of Lviv. Multiple sources say another round of lethal aid for Ukraine from the U.S. will be nearly as much as the $800 million package announced last week. Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby spells out what the government has sent so far.
We have helped deliver, not just from our stocks, but from stocks of other nations, more than 50 million rounds of small arms ammunition of various calibers. 50 million.
Now, the U.S. has sent more than $2.5 billion in military aid to Ukraine since Russia invaded at the end of February. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin dialing up his Chinese counterpart today for the first time since becoming Pentagon chief more than a year ago. Austin calls China the U.S. military's leading long-term challenge, requested the telephone conversation with General Wei Fang after months of failed effort to try and speak to the highest-ranking uniform officer in the Communist Party military structure. Don't toss that mask just yet. The Department of Justice says it will appeal a ruling that dropped the COVID-19 mask mandates for public transportation if the CDC says it is necessary. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Actor Johnny Depp expected to spend most of the day on the witness stand in his defamation trial against his ex-wife Amber Heard. He testified for 3 hours yesterday.
Never did I myself reach the point of striking Miss Heard in any way.
And Depp is suing Heard for $50 million after she referred to herself as a survivor of domestic violence in an op-ed. The trial in Fairfax, Virginia, expected to resume just after 10 a.m. Eastern. The opening bell on Wall Street coming up at the bottom of the hour. All eyes on a major streaming service. Fox's Jenny Casola.
Netflix is testing ways to reduce password sharing, and it could be adding a new, cheaper service with commercials. The streaming service is looking at ways to boost its subscriber base. Netflix ended the recent quarter with 200,000 fewer subscribers and expects to lose 2 million more in the current quarter. Shutting down its service in Russia resulted in the loss of 700,000 subscribers. It's looking at a lower-priced ad-supported version of Netflix to compete with similar services from Disney Plus, Hulu, and others. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
In pre-market trading, Netflix trading down over 28%. From stars of the silver screen to stars in the heavens.
NASA says the Lyrids, first recorded some 2,700 years ago in China, will be the most active Friday morning, just in time for Earth Day. The moon will be nearly full and fairly bright, but will set before the peak shower time near dawn. The meteor shower is expected to be a grand Earth Day show because the Lyrids can surprise watchers with spectacular outbursts of 100 meteors an hour.
That is Fox's Carmen Roberts reporting. I'm CJ Papa. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.